Blog Talk Radio.
Paulette Thornton, and I am blessed to be a part of the vision
of Apostle Dr. Shawnette Hawton. I'll tell you a little bit about our beginning. The Sexual and Relational Healing Retreat was birthed out of Apostle Shawnette's personal journey from being a wounded, barren, broken vessel to becoming a receptacle of the grace and mercy of God experienced in Jesus Christ. Because of her own history of sexual deviancy, God anointed Dr. Apostle Shawnette and birthed in her a desire to see the body of Christ relationally and sexually restored. What Satan orchestrated for evil was an opportunity for God to use and raise up a vessel that he would use to release healing and restoration to a broken and abused world. In 1996, at the Azusa meeting, God asked Apostle Shawnette, "Wilt thou be made whole?" As Apostle Nina Marie was ministering about sexual brokenness, Apostle Shawnette heard the voice of the Lord ask, "Will you stand in the gap for the healing of others? Will you surrender yourself to be a catalyst for wholeness, since you know this level of brokenness?" The Holy Spirit assured her that if she would surrender to his will, he would use her to lead others into healing, deliverance, and rest. For the past 16 years, Labels for Christ Ministries has hosted a sexual relational healing retreat. The first retreat took place at the Bowman Center with approximately 70 to 100 people in attendance. Since that time, God has grown the ministry. And as of 2009, there were over 700 attendees. In 2002, God orchestrated a move into a hotel at the airport. And it was at this time a youth component was added, making it possible for all of the sons and daughters of the kingdom, from newborn to adolescent, to experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is not a respecter of person or of age, and neither is the devil. The earlier that Satan can trick our children into believing and living his lies concerning their sexuality and destiny, the more likely they will succumb to his deceit. In 2003, the Seven Wonders was birthed, along with the pastor's conference and the medical component, dealing with physical wholeness, including STD testing and counseling. The borders of Labors for Christ was enlarged again in 2006 when the Lord commissioned a youth sexual and relational healing retreat hosted by youth devoted to Christ ministry and Holy Spirit-filled, Holy Spirit-led ministries in Cleveland, Ohio. Also in that same year, Breakthrough Ministries invited Labors for Christ Ministry to Abuja, Nigeria, Africa to host the retreat. Every year that God uses us to present this retreat gives us opportunity to be servants to the process of the healing, deliverance, and wholeness of his people. So now, why not come out and be a part of this tremendous move of God in November 19th through the 22nd at the Hyatt at O'Hara? Be it unto you according to your faith. God has given us a vision for the wounded, victimized, and sexually distorted church. This vision is birthed and built on the question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The birth of the Seven Wonders out of the Laborers for Christ Sexual Relational Healing Retreat is a physical presentation of an event, personal thing in Scripture. Each scene presents a time or place in Scripture where life changed for those in relationship with God. Key principles of the kingdom are revealed through these featured wonders. These principles were presented in audio and written form. sharing them with you here. The Ministry of the Seven Wonders provides a time of reflection and connection, a quiet reminder of who has chosen you and how he has committed himself to you. Listen and feel his presence greet you and lead you into intimate fellowship and wonder. Past wonders have been broken vessels, which is a part of every wonder, because they represent us, the strong tower, and the names of God, and the promises, and the miracles of God. And these are some of the ones that will be presented today, will be the names of God from the 2012 retreat. And in each one of our sessions, we will present the promises of God as found in each book of the Bible. We will start our session with the promises from the Old Testament. We left off last week with Leviticus, so we will start this week in the book of Numbers, the promise of God to his children. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. That's Numbers 14 and 17. In Deuteronomy, the Lord is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of all those who love him and keep his command. That's Deuteronomy 7 and 9. The Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Deuteronomy 20 and 4. And Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 and 9. From Judges, we have God's name and ways are beyond understanding. That would be Judges 13 through 8. 13 and 18. And in Judges 8 and 34 and 10 and 14, false gods cannot deliver and save us when we are in trouble. It is only the Lord who can rescue us from the hands of our enemy on every side. And then from the book of Ruth, personal commitment to follow the Lord always leads to redemption and life. That's Ruth 1, 16 through 17. And so we will now have our scriptural prayer coming from Psalm 5. And it reads, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditations. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall hear in the morning, O God. In the morning I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. But as for me, I will come unto thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O God, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thou way straight before my face. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. We thank God for his word. We thank God for the prayer of the saints before us who have given us witnesses to the names of God. And in that Psalms, many names of God were presented. He is my God. He is my Lord. He is my shield. He is my King, and he will hear. So from the 2012 retreat, the names of God, we have this presentation to share with you. God, you are clothed in the robe of all we need. You desire to wrap your robe around us. Your countenance is so brilliantly bright, it is more than our eyes can bear. We must look with our understanding to see and comprehend your glory. For our natural eyes cannot behold your bright glory. We see you through the glory of your names as they are revealed to us through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He brings enlightenment to our eyes of our understanding. We may know a name of God when it appears first in Scripture and how to pronounce its Hebrew or Greek spelling. But until we understand its glory, we cannot know its full riches, nor can we hide in its perfecting power. He knows your name. Do you know his? This wonder presents to you the testimony of the overcomers as we share the revelation we received from the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. It is the attribute of the names of God that wrapped us up in its glory and is transforming us into his image, freeing us to stand as overcomers, all to his glory. We have received the revelation of the glorious wonders found in the names of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We are embracing these attributes of God that we have come to know. It is this knowledge that is forming the path we are taking to him. It has wrapped us in its power, resulting in us becoming fully, unquestionably free by the hand, for we have been so loved by the hand of the Father that we have been redeemed by the hand of the Son of God, freed and established by the hand of the Holy Spirit. God the Father, Ancient of Days, the God who sees, our hiding place, our guide, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, our song, our strength, and our potter. God the Son, Emmanuel, God among us, Jesus, who became the Lamb of God that was sacrificed to become our Redeemer and our Deliverer, our Healer, the Light of the Life, the Gate, the Good Shepherd, and the Vine that connects us to the Fountain of Living Waters that provides the hope of glory, the Lord of our peace, the Bridegroom. And God, the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, the power of the highest, the Spirit of life, truth, faith, and adoption, the seven spirits of revelation, standing, knowledge, might, the Spirit of wisdom and of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of God. God of peace, the God of power, the God of all comfort, is here to free us from all our fears, to sustain in us an inner tranquility of knowing who he has made us. He has reconciled us back to him, so we have nothing to fear anymore. There is no more need for conflict. When we learn to trust in the work of the cross, we will know our power has been made and will make us complete. His power will make us complete. Paul penned this beautiful benediction to our process of healing in Hebrews 13 and 20 through 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Though it is an ending, also the beginning, because the author and source of peace wants to sit on the throne of our hearts and rule through the richness of his word. I pray, O Lord, a room can never express your greatness. Only your holy presence can fill our souls with the glorious wonder of you. So complete, and yet, in two little words, you said it all, I am. Oh, that my soul would know you are. An eternity would hardly be enough time for us to worship your holy name. In Ephesians 1 and 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power to us who believe, that to us that believe that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. We have testimonies of overcomers that we would like to share from the names of God. The first one is Strong Tower. In biblical days, there were fields that the children of Israel labored in daily. There was the threshing floor. There were harvests to be reaped. And as they lived in oneness, though they had their separate lands, they built strong towers at strategic places in their promised land, where there would be a watchman that would look out over the land to give warning of any enemy that was coming. And as the laborers worked in the fields and in the harvest, they were comforted to know that there was someone watching, and that if there were any concerns, that the person that was on duty watching would sound an alarm. And when that alarm would sound, they would all seek refuge into the strong towers that they had built to house them while they labored in the field. These strong towers were also places of rest, for they weren't near their homes because they were laboring in the field. And so when they were through with their day of labor, they would go and they would find rest, and they would sleep in these strong towers. These strong towers would be providing for them a place of safety where they could rest and where others were that they could share with. So it became hiding places from the enemy, and it became a resting place for those who were laboring. And so when God is shared with us as a hiding place or a strong tower, we need to get a vision of what it was like during that time in history when God was speaking to man and presented himself, and man viewed him as his strong tower. So as babes on our journey, we need a place of safety from the evil one while we are in a season of growth and seeds of truth are taking root. God is our hiding place. Under the wings of his love, we are protected from the evil influences around us. And then at harvest time, as we work in his vineyard, reaping the harvest of the Lord, we can retreat to our strong tower to rest and to escape the attacks of the enemy. Then as we are established leaders in the kingdom of God, declaring the agenda of heaven on earth, God is a wall of fire all around us, completely destroying our enemies so he can't get near unto us. For we have become a beacon light to the world that shines for the glory of God. This wall of fire is not stationary. God promises the obedient a place to walk. The wall of fire is that invisible force round about those who walk in the holy fear of God and who live in obedience and total dependence upon the Lord. For in Isaiah 59:9, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. In other words, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a barrier. That barrier is like a wall of fire. As believers, we can appropriate this promise now as an evidence of God's great concern for all his people. The safest, most secure place in the world for believers is in the will of God. All around us is an invisible but invincible spiritual wall of fire, high tower, both protecting and energizing us. As the psalmist said, the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and delivers them. And that's from Psalms 30:7. Then we have an offering provided to us by Minister Helen Williams. The God who sees me, El Rohi. Genesis 16:13. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. For she said, I also here looked after him that seeth me. God of seeing, the name described of God by Haggai, alone and desperate in the wilderness after being driven out by Sarah. When Haggai met the angel of the Lord, she realized she had seen God himself. She also realized that El Rohi saw her in her distress and testified that he is a God who lives and sees all. Of all the names of God, the God who sees me is one that can be positive and negative application, not on God's part, but on ours. The reason being, this Hebrew name for God translates to the God who sees me. Created God sees all. This is great news for those who are given themselves over to Christ completely. God's very name means he is always watching over. However, for the one who is still hiding from God, this can be dreadful and uncomfortable. The truth is, we cannot hide anything from God. He sees the deepest, darkest things of our heart. Still, he desires to free us, and he loves us in spite of it all. Something to consider. There's a third place to be in all of this, and that is even as a child of God, we can drift away and forget that Christ is still master over our life. Being a Christian for over 20 years, I look back and see the times when I was doing my own thing, not reading or praying as fervently and just going through the motions, cruise control, if you will. Thankfully, because he is Elrohi, he pushed the off button, and suddenly he had my attention. Answer his call. His plans for us are far better than any we can come up with our own. Most importantly, his plan won't send us running to find a hiding place. On the other hand, you may not be hiding from God. You are earnestly seeking him, yet you feel like he has abandoned you, that he's hiding from you. This is a lie straight from the pit of hell. Reject that thought. Renew your heart with the truth today. Elrohi is the God who sees. We have been focusing on a lot of God's sovereignty, and here is another example of God's name bearing his true character. Give this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, she said, and now I see the one who sees me. That was from Genesis 16, 13 through 14. I don't know if you remember the story of Haggai, but she was Sarai's maidservant. Sarai didn't believe that she could get pregnant, and so to help God fulfill his promise to Abraham, she insisted Abraham sleep with Haggai. Haggai bore Abraham a son, Ishmael, and he became the father of the Arabian people. But Sarai was jealous of Haggai, and so she mistreated her, and Haggai fled while she was pregnant. It is while she was fleeing that she saw the God who sees her. And this God who sees, did he tell her what to do? I think it's an important point often missed in the story, that God who sees and knows her misery, told her to go back and face the situation, not to run away. Why would a God who is all-loving tell someone to go back and be abused? In Hagar's case, it was because he is Elrohi. He saw her misery, and he was going to see her through it. He was going to turn what was meant for evil into something that brought glory to himself. The God who sees us, Haggai that day, he told her descendants would be numerous and fill the earth. That is a common blessing throughout the Old Testament, and in fact is essential to God's covenant with Abraham. But I think on a different level, Haggai was blessed as well by the God who sees. The Lord reminded Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 and 12, for I am watching over my word to perform it, because Elrohi, the God who sees, watches over his word. He will perform what he promises. For the way of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. Proverbs 5 and 21. God does not create and then abandon. Philippians 1 and 6. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Delay is one of God's greatest tools to refine our character. Sometimes we need to be broken and empty in order to be free. Sometimes we need to have that valley experience where he brings us into the valley in order to refine us and bring us into maturity. May we be encouraged by God's revelation of himself to Haggai, that we too may have our most intimate and personal encounters with God as El Roi, and one, the one that sees. In our quest to run from him, may we run into him so that he may free us, realizing that we cannot hide. But God who sees us. We also have the testimony of evangelist Janice Poole of Jehovah Rapha. She's asked us to share this for you. God has provided the final healing for spiritual, physical, and emotional sickness through Jesus Christ, Jehovah Rapha. God is healing me spiritually. Jesus took my troubled soul, scarred by sin and the effect of generational curses, and made me whole. He demonstrated his love for me on the cross, and by doing so began to recognize my need to love. In doing so, I began to recognize my need to love and forgive myself and others because of his great sacrifice. The word so clearly states, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us. Ephesians 5 and 2. He did for me what I could not do for myself. He forgave me of all my transgressions. I could not fix my low self-esteem, my lack of confidence, and shame and guilt for my past ungodly behavior. No matter how hard I tried, things only got worse, and I continued to make inappropriate choices. The Lord demonstrated his love for us on the cross. How could I not love, worship, and serve him? He forgave me and allowed the Holy Spirit to convict me that I repent of my sins and allow him to work in me a good work. I no longer desire to please myself, but to please him daily. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 15. I have been bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. I have learned to care what God thinks than to care about what others think or do. I am no longer the person I used to be. I am better. I am complete, having been dead in my sins, have been quickened together with him and forgiven for my transgressions. Jehovah Rapha, I'm being healed spiritually. I step out and allow God to step into my heart. Show me thy way, O Lord, that I may walk in thy truth. Psalms 86 and 11. Jehovah Rapha, God is healing me emotionally. He heals the broken heart, the hurt, the rejection, and the criticism from others, especially those we care about. By his stripes, I was healed. He bore my iniquities, my sins. I no longer imprisoned or controlled by my emotions. God is the author and finisher of my faith. Hebrews 12:2, so that I may boldly say, God is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Jehovah Rapha. I'm being healed emotionally. I am set free. If the Son, therefore, shall make me free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:36. I am complete in him. Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Colossians 2:10. Jehovah Rapha. God is healing me physically. Through Christ, I have been healed of physical illness, some life-threatening throughout my life, caused by sin of overeating, consuming unhealthy food, and physical abuse of my body. I thank God that I have received victory over all disease, afflictions, and infirmities. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. Through the power of his word and the Holy Spirit, I have been healed. God sent his word and healed me. Psalms 107:2. Jehovah Rapha, God has and is healing me. We have the testimony of the saints who have overcome through the revelation they have received from the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. It is these attributes of God's name that have wrapped him up in glory and is transforming us into his image, freeing us to stand as overcomers all to his glory. God has such a message, a passionate message for us. He desires to establish his love in our hearts. He will not stop until all his are safely in his arms. His message is as varied as the numbers of his children. We rejoice in being able to share some of these truths with you. We have the testimony of and the witness of Minister Linda Barnes to the name of God as her guide. He will be my guide even unto death. Psalms 48:14. We need a guide. Sometimes we would give all that we have to be told exactly what to do and where to turn. We are willing to do right, but we do not know which one of two roads we are to follow. Oh, for a guide. The Lord our God condescends to serve us as a guide. He knows the way and will pilot us along it until we reach our journey's end in peace. Surely we do not desire more infallible direction. Let us place ourselves absolutely under his guidance, and we will never miss our way. Let us make him our God, and we shall find him our God. Let us make him our God, and we shall find him our guide. If we follow his law, we shall not miss the right road of life, provided we first learn to lean upon him in every step that we take. The Bible teaches that God has promised to guide the believer unto death. The word guide in the Hebrew is nahat, meaning to drive, lead, and conduct. Carefully notice that the word guide does not mean to force or compel. God has promised to lead us through this life, but he will not force us to do the right thing. He will guide us forever. He always has and always will be our God. But even more comforting, he always has and always will be our guide. The Lord will never leave us hanging. He will never desert us. never run away when difficult times come. Our comfort is that he is. Our comfort is that he, as he is our God forever and ever, he will never cease to be with us as our guide. Even unto death, he will lead us. And then we shall dwell with him eternally and go no more out forever. This promise of divine guidance involves long life security, salvation at once, guidance until our last hour, and then endless blessedness. Should not each one seek this in youth, rejoice in it in middle age, and repose in it in old age? This day, let us look up for guidance before we trust ourselves. That was submitted by Minister Linda Barnes in the year 2012, Sexual and Relational Healing Retreat. We are so grateful for the ministry of the Seven Wonders and those staffers who pour into this ministry their life experience along the road to glory. We thank God for their faithfulness, and we have many others that we would like to share with you, and we are hoping to have some of them actually come on the program and share those with you themselves. We will continue with the names of God on next week's program, and it is our desire to also have for you the Name of God CD, birthed out of Labors for Christ Ministry by Pastor Elder Joffrey Hooks, and we will have that prayerfully uploaded for your spiritual inspiration to start your day focusing on who he is and his attributes in your life and how they will create in you a clean heart, and they will renew in you the right spirit, because the power of the name of God, the names of God, are to bring us to a newness of who we are in him, and that power to make it true for us. We pause here to do, as I guess they would say, a commercial, just for the ministry, the gift of God, for the Sexual Relational Healing Retreat, the fact that we are entering into our last year of an annual retreat. It's going to look different going forward in 2016, but this will be our last annual 78-hour retreat in Chicago, Illinois. An awesome time is to be had by all, for we are coming together in remembrance and in celebration of that which the Lord has established, and our destiny that is being fulfilled through the ministry of Labors for Christ Ministries and the AEN, which is an offshoot of the vision of Apostle Dr. Shawnette Houghton, a vision of a 24-hour church. And we are starting not just with the annual retreat that lasted for 78 hours, but also with the airwaves, with internet TV, and Blog Talk Radio, reclaiming the seven areas of influence in the world for the kingdom of God. Those seven mountain prophecy, getting back from the world the areas of influence into our lives and into our children's lives and our children's children. We want to be able to have a place that kingdom can go at any time to receive truth, to celebrate, to enjoy, and to share the things of God, the things of holiness, and to worship God. And as a result, we have two Blog Talk Radio stations currently going forth, and it is the desire of the apostle to every day to have at least twice a day a place of listening, enjoyment, and spiritual edification. We celebrate what God is doing through the apostle, and if you need information as to the programs and their times, we ask have a ministry letter that goes out monthly that can give you all of the activities on behalf of the kingdom through those that are in association affiliation with Laborers for Christ Word Life Center and its ministry. And so if you need information of the scheduling, if you send me an email at pc_Thornton, and that's thornton at yahoo.com, we will make sure that you get on the list of distribution and receive a copy of our talk radio station guide. It will list the ministries and the ministries category and times and days. We are grateful that you have shared this time with us. We want to share with you just some of the name of God. Lord of Kings, Lord our shield, maker of all most high, comforter in sorrow, mighty, our rock, our song, our support, our dwelling place, and our leader, our Redeemer, our Shepherd, Sovereign God, the Eternal God, the Consuming Fire, the Everlasting God, the Exalted God, the Faithful God, the Glorious Father, the One who saves me, the Just and the Mighty One, the One who sustains me, the Only God, the Potter, the Rock, and the spring of living water, my heart, the true God, the God who loves the people. You are a very great rewarder, God the Father and the Defender, the Architect and the Builder, the Commander of the Lord's Army, the Creator of heaven and earth, God Most High, strong God, my stronghold, God of the living, God of truth and strength, Ancient of Days, the faithful God, a Nazarite, the Alpha and Omega, anointed one, the apostle and great high priest, the author of life, the branch of the Lord, the bread of God, the bread of life, the chief cornerstone, our hope, God, our hope, God, our healer, faithful and firstborn over all creation, first fruit of those who have fallen asleep, friend of the tax collector and sinner, great high priest, great light, great shepherd, head of every man, heir of all things, holy and righteous, Jesus Christ, King of kings, King of the ages, and the Lamb of God, Lord of Lords, Lord of Peace, Lord of the Harvest. My friend, my intercessor, the morning star, our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, our Passover Lamb, our peace, our ransom for all men, the resurrection and the life, the righteous, the rock eternal, and the ruler of God's creation, the Savior of the world, the Savior and overcomer, the shepherd and overseer of our soul, the Amen, the teacher, the last Adam, the life, the Holy One, the man, Jesus Christ, the most holy, the voice of the Lord, sonship, the spirit of living, the spirit of sovereignty, the spirit of judgment and of justice, of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of grace and supplication, the spirit of fire and faith, the spirit of counsel and of power, our deposit, our guarantee, the breath of the Almighty, the Holy One, the knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the life, our God, author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life. Let these names of God resonate in your spirit. And then let Jesus bring you freedom. Let the Holy Spirit bring you power. Let God's love bring you peace. And let God's grace bring you joy, is my prayer in Jesus' name.